the state announced it will allow Alaskans who are 65 and older to get the vaccine starting January 11th, earlier than originally projected. The announcement comes as a relief to Soldotna Professional Pharmacy co-owner Justin Ruffridge. His pharmacy has been vaccinating some of those included in the first phases of vaccine allocation, including healthcare workers who work directly with patients and long-term care residents and employees. He was worried that smaller communities could finish vaccinating those priority groups earlier than more urban areas, and that there could be lag in the state's plan.
Well, I think there was some concern about that just because the Tier 3 group, which is direct healthcare folks, seemed to maybe already be registered for their vaccines this week. And then potentially we had other clinics scheduled already for the following weeks and really uncertain as to who were going to fill those up. And hadn't heard from the state yet whether or not they were going to open it up to that 65 and older crew. And then they just opened it up as of like 11 o'clock this morning. So a lot of people calling and asking questions about that. But now they can feel free to go online and register and shouldn't cause any issues.
Yeah. Plus, the peninsula has an older population, which means it could have more people to vaccinate in the next tier. The pharmacy's first scheduled clinics for Alaskans who are of 65 years or older are January 14th and 15th. On Monday, the pharmacy was doing its first in-house clinic to distribute the vaccine to healthcare workers who work directly with patients. Prior, the pharmacy was traveling to long-term care facilities to do clinics there. Ruffridge thinks the pharmacy will be done vaccinating those healthcare workers midweek. The pharmacy will also start administering the second dose of the vaccine to its employees and long-term care residents and staff this week. The state is using an app called PrepMod that Ruffridge says makes the process run more smoothly.
The state had us enroll in an online registration site that also runs the clinic so people can wait outside and then come in only when it's their time. And so we were uncertain of how that would run, but so far it's ran really well. And we've been able to be doing two shots at a time every 10 minutes. We have that the rest of the day, so we'll finish with about 80 vaccines today.
They're administering the Moderna vaccine to these workers. The pharmacy received 300 doses of the Moderna vaccine on top of the 400 Pfizer doses it received mid-December. It's a lot of moving parts, but the state website helps.
Actually, that website that we're using today, the PrepMod, makes things quite a bit easier because we were doing everything relatively manually, creating calendars, spreadsheets, and we were putting in a lot of manpower. This allows you to sort of just say, hey, you came here, you got a shot, you must enroll in the second one, and they send email reminders and everything. It works out really nice.
According to the state website, Peninsula Community Health Services and Fred Meyer will also begin vaccinating people this week. Registration for Alaskans in the 65-plus age bracket opens Wednesday. You can schedule an appointment at covidvax.alaska.gov. For KDLL, I'm Sabine Pooks.